Welcome to the Defeat the Drama podcast, where you'll learn tips, tricks, and strategies to help you gain clarity, find purpose, live boldly, and defeat the drama in leadership and life. Host Kirsten E. Ross is known to many as the drama-free queen. She is the undisputed expert of transformation. She'll move you from resigned, resentful, and overwhelmed to focused, engaged, and empowered.
Welcome to the Defeat the Drama podcast. I'm Kirsten Ross, your host, and this is episode number 101. Drama zaps energy and steals focus, so let's defeat some drama now. In today's episode, I'm going to be sharing the power of staying positive, having a positive attitude, and this is lessons from a teen boy. So my son, he's a teenager, and he's been going through some health stuff for about the last 3.5 weeks. And I've been amazed at his ability to stay positive. So during this 3.5 weeks, he spent about 2.5 of those weeks mostly in bed. Tons of pain, not able to eat, losing a lot of weight. You know, there was a hospital stay, some ER visits, and lots of blood work. Like every other day for periods. While in the hospital, it was kind of constant. And even in the midst of tons of pain, and not being able to eat, feeling, you know, being dehydrated at times, he has stayed positive. Now, I want to say this is something he's got to ride out. Things are looking good. He's got great care. And so we're hopefully on the upswing of all of this. But I just wanted to share, and I think I'm more than just a proud mom here, but during all of this, he has continued to stay positive, be grateful, and keep people laughing. You know, during one of the ER visits, and this was during travels, we were actually down in Florida ready for some fun in Orlando, and we ended up straight in the ER instead of going to have some fun. And they started some IVs on him, and, you know, as soon as he had some additional fluids in him and wasn't feeling quite as dehydrated, I would say within an hour, hour and a half, he had the pediatric ER doctors and nurses laughing because he was telling jokes. And this was before they gave him the morphine. He has also continued to be grateful. I mean, constantly thanking me for the things I've been doing for him, which, I mean, I wouldn't be anywhere else. I wouldn't be doing anything else other than, you know, what I've been doing for him. But, you know, thank you for adjusting my pillow. Thanks for taking me to the doctor. Just continuing to be grateful. And, you know, we always think about the staying positive, and yes, that can help you get better when you're sick right away. But the lesson for me was, he was talking to my dad, so his grandpa, and my dad was saying, you know, I'm really proud of how, you know, positive you've stayed. I mean, he hasn't even complained about one needle stick other than the time he got the new person who was getting trained and they ended up having to kind of redo an arm. But I mean, no complaints about having to get up early for meds, having to get up early to go get labs drawn, being in the hospital and being woken up every, you know, hour or so, not one complaint. And so my dad was telling him, you know, wow, I can't believe how positive you stayed and how you're continuing to joke and laugh. And Eric said to him, you know what? He said, it's just better if you can stay positive. Okay, that was the first, yep, I get that. I always think that way. Yep, try to stay positive, look on the bright side. But the second piece was a little new for me. And he said, you know, that way everyone around you stays in a better mood too. And I really had to stop and think, because you know what? He has gotten great care. And I'm not saying he wouldn't get great care if he wasn't in a good mood. But I do think there were times when his good mood, getting other people laughing, got them in a better mood around him, and probably kept a lot more positive energy and maybe a little extra oomph to his care. And there's something to be learned from this teenage boy. Bringing positive energy and being grateful and all those things, yes, it helps you have a happier heart. But it also can help defeat the drama around you because you bring that positive energy to others. So today, I just want to ask you, where can you bring more energy? Not even just for yourself to bring more energy for your life, but for those around you to kind of help create your own happier, healthier, better, more positive environment. So until next time, make it a great day.